This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Line. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You miss me? Come on. I miss you guys. A little bit. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really, is what I want you to be. You know, it's that night. Kimberly Murray joins us right after the break. I always love it when she's going to be ramped up from this weekend. A lot of crazy stuff this weekend, and I mean a lot. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hit me up at joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. For some of you who can't read or just are really extremely stubborn, we are off of Twitter and Facebook. Now, I know the page is still up there. I didn't take it down. I think they put the banner up. If they didn't, I'll get it later for you. But the banner up just says where you can find us, which I think is a prudent thing to do. Family page is up there, too, but that is really not for radio. I don't discuss politics on there. It's just pictures of the kids, the grandkids, some jokes, and that kind of thing. So don't go looking for me there. We're, like I said, we are all over the place. Again, I know, it's such a pain. And then I heard a major network today touting another new system. Another new, what do you want to call it? Social media platform. And you know, I believe in capitalism. That's cool, you know. But really, we have to be careful. We're going to end up spreading ourselves so thin, we're not going to be able to get the message out. Because I don't want to post in five places. You know, I want you guys to make up your mind and let's do it. You know what I mean? Anyway, here we go. A lot of good stuff happening. A lot of good stuff to report on. I'll put it that way. Juicy? I don't know if it's good. Pete Buttigieg, he's floating the idea of, let's see, taxing people on how much you drive. Right? Transportation Secretary looking to take money out of your pocket. Yeah, Democrats are famous for this. They love this stuff. Like, what can I tax? I mean, really, honestly, they're working on taxing oxygen, these people. They'll figure out a way to do it. Because somehow they're going to find a way to replace the oxygen someday. It's like the carbon credits. What do they do? Anybody know what they do? I mean, for real. What do they do? They use them to scrub the air? Where does that money go? Right? Other than some people's pockets, where does it go? So anyway, Uncle Pete, Cousin Pete, whatever he's being called these days, right, he's looking to tax how much people drive. There's already an excise tax on your tires, right? There's a federal gas tax. This is why I say to you, they don't care. They don't care about you. They got their jobs. They get paid every week. And then after doling out billions of dollars to other countries and other people, you know, to help them out, think of your one-time shot of, what, $1,200, maybe $2,000? How's that going to fill? How many times will that fill your tank? How much food will that put on your table? So let's see. They tax your tires, right? And every, I don't know, some of you maybe get $30,000, $40,000, whatever it is. So they get that tax money. And when you buy tires, you get more tax money. And don't go to the pumps, right? You buy gasoline. You have state and federal taxes on there. So you pay them again, right? And Petey Pete wants more money from you. So now on top of the tire tax, which in essence put together to help fix the freeways, I get all of that. Now he's, and you know why they want to tax you for mileage? Because they don't want you driving. They want these cars gone. He wants the green, you know, he wants the green process. Good luck with that. Right? And then, you know, think about some of the states like Governor Nuisance. He wants to, he figured out, trying to figure out how to put an exit tax together. Oh, and he says he's now, I don't know if you heard this. This is like great. Now he's going to go ahead and start lifting some of the restrictions for restaurants. We are, what is it, January, end of January. Right? What is it, like 90 degrees outside? Not. So he's going to lift the restrictions on outside eating. Gee, thanks. How about really, you know, lifting restrictions on haircuts? Would that be cool? Some of us Chia pets could get one. It gets crazy, right? So no, and think about something. All of a sudden now COVID, it might not be as bad as we thought it was. Maybe. I don't know for sure. The CDC is bringing down the, what do they call it, the PCR amplification cycle. Right? They've been asked to do this for over a year. President Trump and his administration have been asking these guys for doing this for over a year. But they couldn't be bothered. Now all of a sudden they can do it for Uncle Joe. Creepy Joe. And then the same thing with Amazon, right? They're talking about distribution, can't get it out fast enough. Amazon all of a sudden decided that they'll offer their vans to deliver. How does that work? Now, they say they did it during the Trump administration, were refused. No one responded. See, it doesn't count when you write the request on a postcard and stick it back in your drawer. You have to actually pick up the phone, get a hold of somebody, and discuss with them. Right? COVID numbers are going to start to drop. This thing is, as much as Fauci says it's going to get worse, you'll never know. They're not going to tell you. They're going to protect Joe B. as much as they can. You've seen it. Look at the major news sites. They're not telling you how many people are dying anymore. Joe Bazin, your host. Don't go far. Kimberly Marin joins me right after the break.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-556. Let's just get at it because I so much enjoy my time with her when she's on with us. Kimberly Marin joins me as she does every week. I always appreciate her time and how she looks at things from a East Coast perspective. You know, because those East Coasters, they all love them Democrats, right?
I don't think so.
Did you just throw up in your mouth or something? What happened?
I had to stop myself from swearing.
Oh, God, yeah, no. So, you know, Joey B's, what's the date today? He's been in, 4 days? I don't know. What the heck's the number?
Today's the 25th.
25th, right? And so my Italian math would tell me what? He's been 1, 2, 3, five, six. Not even 6 full days. Let's give him 5 days. Well, you know, being the good Catholic that he is, we'll give him Sunday off. We'll say 4 days. So, in 4 days, look at what he's done for the American people. What do you think?
He has waged more destruction on the American people and on this country in 4 days than Obama did in 8 years.
No, that can't be true. I mean,
it's pretty close.
Look at, he saved the environment by shutting down the Keystone Pipeline. And just because people will have to live on the street and crap on the sidewalks, it doesn't mean that at least he saved the land.
So basically what the Nimrod did and what the greeny climate change cultists don't get is that oil is still going to be refined somewhere. And if they bring it down into the U.S., they're going to be using trains and trucks, which will cause more actual pollution. Not only that, but it's more likely that a train or a truck will have an accident than something happening throughout the pipeline. So these people are absolute morons. All it did was kill jobs and create more actual pollution that the lefties like to say is ruining the environment.
Well, doesn't
it taste...
It
made it worse. Everything is worse now because of it.
Doesn't it taste great to know that the union, now the union members are coming first and they're saying, coming forward, and they're saying, you know, oh my God, we didn't know he was going to do... Give me a break.
Union what, are you morons?
Yeah, they're lashing out after he stabs him in the back on day one. It's like, are you guys for real? I mean, do you pay attention to anybody but your union leaders?
Nope, because the union leaders tell them how to vote.
Yeah, well, hopefully.
Well, some of them I know do, but...
At some point in time, it's going to come back and bite them in the butt. I would hope at some point in time. Hey, did you hear that Pete Buttigieg, he's going to tax you for the mileage you drive? Because,
Lefties have been trying to do that for years. They wanted to do that in Massachusetts. I remember that. And I was like, what are they, insane? So, you know what? I know they want to make it so you don't drive, but you know who it actually hurts the most?
Oh, yeah.
Is people who live in rural areas and have to drive. Or guess who else it hurts? And I have to giggle a little on this one. People who have electric cars.
Oh.
Because they don't pay the gas taxes, as much gas taxes, because they don't use gas at all, or just electric, but now you're going to pay.
Oh, yeah, listen, everybody was so excited here in California with all the, the solar panels, right? Everybody got old solar panels,
oh
save the
God,
environment,
yeah.
We're going to save this. Look at the money we saved, we get to sell it back to the electric company. Then the electric company now has fees in place, because they lobbied the state. They have fees in place for all the people that have dropped off the grid and is selling it back to them. How's that working out?
So,
they never think anything through. That's the fun
that's
part of all of this.
That's the problem, yeah. So, I mean, you and I can look at these stupid ideas that they have and instantly look at the other end and see what's going to happen down the line.
Yep.
But they can't seem to do that. They just stop. They get an idea and they just stop right there. And can't think it through and look at the bigger picture. Well, really, what's this going to do? And what are the possible, like, side effects of this that we didn't think about? No, because they're morons. They just push their emotions and tree-hugging to an extreme, which actually ends up hurting the trees.
Yeah, they don't care. For them,
nope.
It's all about power. It's all about, how people perceive them. But it's all about power, and that's all they care about. And that is dangerous in so many ways that people really don't get it. Did you hear that Trump created now the office of the former president?
Yeah, I just saw that.
I think it's wonderful.
I can picture him sitting in Mar-a-Lago. He can't tweet anymore, so he's up at 4 o'clock and he's like, I'm going to create my own office.
Listen, I think it's wonderful. Then I would sit there if I was him. I would have my office look similar to the Oval Office, right? I would put the flags all around, the ones that they took out. You heard they took all the military flags out of the Oval Office? Right? So now they only have, two flags in there or whatever. And they made all kinds of, unpatriotic changes, which I think is wonderful because it shows you truly what they're all about, does it not?
Yeah. Of course it does. But, you know, the people on the left will just make excuses for them like they always do.
Oh, I wouldn't expect anything but, seriously. I mean, it's good for all of us. But there is, you have to admit, this now there is so much to talk about, so much fun in my mind.
Oh, my God, yes.
Right? I mean, it doesn't get much better than this.
It is way better now. I mean, for us, the corporate media is bumming because Biden sucks, but they're not going to report the truth that Biden sucks. They can't ask him controversial questions because they'll get slapped on the back of their hand by their Democrat Party arm.
Yep.
So they're bored as heck. But us, we can beat the crap out of him now.
Yeah, they are.
That we didn't before, but this is better.
This is so much more fun this way. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you know. But really, for all intents and purposes, you look at what's going on. It's almost like, if you really want to be honest about this, it's almost like his intent from the minute he sat in that chair was to simply, you know, overturn everything that Trump did, which is what the problem was in doing these executive orders to begin with. And if our Republican Party members actually, I'm going to keep it clean, I guess, had a spine, all right, they would have passed these laws and got them done and fought for these laws to be pushed through. But now you're actually seeing how many of them really didn't want to do the work, aren't you?
They never want to do the work. None of them. I didn't know much about executive orders previous to Obama. Obviously, I wasn't involved in politics, so what the heck did I know? But so this has been something that's been going on for years.
Yeah.
But they were just kind of like resolutions and dumb stuff. Obama changed that, pretty much.
Well, George W. did a boatload of them, okay?
But did they have teeth?
Some had teeth to them. Some were well, we'll talk about the other side of the break. Joe Senior, host of The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Kimberly Moran in a few minutes. We'll be right back.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCMteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Democrats have delivered an article of impeachment to the Senate, officially beginning the process of a trial for former President Trump on a charge of incitement of insurrection. Senators will be sworn in as jurors tomorrow, with the trial beginning the week of February 8th. But Senator John Cornyn believes that going through with the trial is counterproductive. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that going forward with impeachment shows bad judgment by Democrats.
In the meantime, it seems very much counterproductive if you're the President Biden to say we're going to take the precious first days of a new administration and we're going to squander it on this impeachment trial. I just think it's shockingly bad judgment. I think if, in fact, what you want is for this administration to get off on a strong foot and develop some momentum.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. Listen, be engaged, be involved, get informed. Know what's going on before you start, you know, spewing your mouth at somebody. Seriously. And anyway, I've got so a couple of you, some of you guys were texting me and sending me messages this morning when I was on Newsmax, and I was just playing with Kimberly, and I said, all right, come on. My people should be extremely smart. Don't be calling me when you know I'm on the air somewhere. I can't. Don't wait. You know, my wife had a great idea. She said, just answer the phone. Just answer the phone. What could happen? Anyhow, Kimberly Moore enjoys me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me and the time we spend trying to figure out the ills of the new. Well, you won't. You know, we won't have to work hard and try to figure out what Joey B's doing wrong because, I mean, he's like a master at doing something wrong pretty much every day.
I mean, he's just doing what the left tells him. He has no idea what he signed. He has absolutely no idea what he's doing.
I believe that. I definitely believe that. I mean, I love the transgender thing today. Was, you know, he's going to let the boys play in girls' sports and what have you. There's all kinds of proof that it gives them a leg up, so to speak. And how does a young lady who's been, you know, beating her brains out since she was like 5 years old for track or whatever it is that, you know, she's practicing for. And let's just be honest about there are limitations on both sides. There's limitations of the male body, limitations of the female body. You can't change that just by saying you are something different. And it's not fair. Now she's had all that taken away from her because some lunatic in the White House and other places are too afraid to open their mouths and say no.
Yeah, so much for women's rights. Where's all the women's rights marches? He's already taken away women's rights.
Yep.
Actual women's rights, and they don't get it. And of course, if you speak out against it, you're a transphobe and a homophobe. And all I have to say is, here's my two of my fingers. You figure out what that means.
I'm going to get a T-shirt that says, yes, I am a blank phobe. Insert whatever here.
Or I am a blankist.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm a phobe and an ist. And the left will just insert whatever. But did you hear? Speaking of phobes, Jill Biden is a xenophobe again.
Jill Biden?
He's
or
banning.
Joe?
What did I say?
I can't tell whether you said Jill or Joe.
It doesn't really matter. The old man Muppet is a xenophobe. He banned travel from certain countries, and he called Trump a xenophobe for doing the same thing.
Okay, listen, they never see their own mistake. They never see their own hypocrisy. Right in front of this big brown pile of stuff, and they can't see it.
Because they are the big brown pile of stuff, Joe.
I knew you would take that and run with it. God bless you.
It slays me. And all, you know, over and over again, we point out the hypocrisy, and their supporters are just such dullards.
Oh, yeah.
And so delusional that they don't even see it. They'll, instead of saying, wow, you're right, he did that back then, and now he's changed his tune on that. No, instead of seeing that, they'll say, you're doing whataboutism. No, dude, I'm pointing out your hypocrisy.
Isn't it funny how they do that all the time? Whenever they're stuck, whenever you really catch them, you're right. They go right into that, well, you're doing whataboutism. Yeah, no, actually, I'm doing whataboutrealism. How about that? I'm doing whataboutreality. You know, I always said, look, if you accept sexual assaulting from Billy Bob Clinton and Joey B, then accepting it from Trump should be a no-brainer, right?
Yeah, seriously. Seriously.
I love them, because they look at you like they want to scratch their head and go, huh, what?
I can't even, the dumb stuff I'm seeing these people say now, is just incredible. I guess you and I should be used to it, because we pay attention to this all the time. I mean,
oh, yeah.
I've been writing about the hypocrisy of the Dem for years. As soon as I saw it, I started writing about it and talking about it for years, but it's in your face, and they don't care.
So Joey B has decided the reason we need to let the immigrants in, right, is, you know, we just need to be empathetic or sympathetic, that the people coming up are trying to get out of bad lifestyles, bad economies, violence in their hometowns. I'm saying, okay, we can't help the people in Chicago or Seattle.
Thing that came into mind was Chicago.
Right.
So what about Chicago, New York City, Seattle, Portland? What about all those places, old man Muppet?
Well, what they need to do, we need to move the border, apparently. If we move the border, you know, north, just above Seattle, and then maybe Joey will kick in and help them out. I don't know.
How about we just move the border and just leave that side the way it is?
Well, I've always said that.
Sorry.
You know,
if you're going to have to move, Joe.
If you're going to put the wall up along the border, I think you should come up the east coast of California. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just let them have it. At this point, there's almost no fixing it. I mean, everybody's all excited because the numbers are coming in looking really good about recalling Gavin Newsom. And I'm like, hello, who's going to replace him? Who do you have that can actually replace him? We've got an uninformed electorate. We've got an electorate here in California that really truly believes that Republicans are demonic and Democrats are angelic. The same people that put them in this mess, and yet you can't seem to crack that wall or that mindset.
And I don't understand. Well, it's because I blame the media. A huge part is the media.
Right.
If all people are watching, and we talked about this, I think, last week, if all people are watching is like CNN or PMSNBC, that's all they know. They don't know another side. They're told that you and I are insane, we're fascists, we're racist, so they're never going to listen to us.
We're not?
I never try to change someone's mind who's like that. I only argue with idiots to change other people's minds who might have an open mind and be on the fence.
Oh, good luck with that.
It works. I've had people talk to me about it. Absolutely.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah. I have had people say, you know what? I didn't know that. Thank you for posting. You know what I mean? I can't remember what it was.
Okay. All right. I'll give you that one. I don't get it. Yep. I do believe you. But, my God. I mean, really?
I wouldn't do it.
Dull?
But besides, it is fun, but,
Well, I do that, too, on Facebook. I throw little smoke bombs into some of those rooms when they're being really extremely stupid. You know, and I do the what about. I love doing the what about. I thought, wait a minute, did he just do this? If Joey B did this, then what's the deal? Remember, Trump couldn't, there's no way Trump could come up with a vaccine that could be distributed by the end of the year. He did. All right. Then number two is Joe Biden. What did he say? He was going to roll it out to 100 million people. Well, now he's saying, I don't know if I can do that. And now the other thing he's talking about, what was it, the something defense act that he's going to invoke to force manufacturers to make this stuff? Didn't Trump get manufacturers to make, you know, the breathing, the oxygen machines and masks and all kinds of stuff without enforcing that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to love, though, all of a sudden, Joe Biden's like, we have to, the federal government should be purchasing things made in America. Dude, you're one of the ones who sold American manufacturers out to the Chinese.
Yeah, but the
and this is before Hunter Biden, kids.
But the average person is going, duh, 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 duh,
duh, duh. I didn't know that.
Clue,
why did
right?
all our manufacturing go to China? Talk to Bill Clinton and Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And if Republicans were involved in that as well, it wasn't just those guys. I mean, our political class sold this country out. That's why we lost so many manufacturing jobs. And it's both sides of the aisle, not just one or
no
the
question.
Other. But Biden was one of them.
Yep. And did it with a smile on his face. And look what he's doing now, and you know, lifting some of the restrictions on China. He wants to go back. You know, people don't realize if we're going back into the nuclear deal with Russia, he's actually giving them permission to build more. He's actually, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, okay.
Go ahead.
It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that Russia never stopped building anything.
Oh.
Okay.
You mean Iran didn't either?
No, they didn't. Exactly. We did, because we're morons. We went in on the treaty, but Russia never stopped. And if anyone thinks they did, I have a bridge to sell you for a buck.
I got a very good deal for you over here. Just come on over. Bring cash. Okay, I'll do check.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyhow, Joe Massey, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Kimberly will still be here, too. I guarantee it. You know, when I was on Newsmax this morning, they have, you think they could figure this out, but when they have the break, they have the live, they have a live feed on.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Truth. We are back. Welcome to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Get involved, get engaged, get informed. Oh, you really got to get informed, though. So listen to shows like mine. Hopefully you're getting real information here. I don't sugarcoat, and I don't play games. It is what it is. You take it or leave it. I should say I really don't care, because I do care. I do care that you guys get the right information. But, you know, you do what you want with it. I can't jam it down your throat. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. We'll talk a little later on about some things going on. You know, the left is attacking everybody, people. And I mean everybody, no matter how small you are. It's almost like a badge if they come after you multiple times, as they have me. We'll talk about more about that later on in the show. But you really got to start paying attention to what's going on around us. This fight is not over. As a matter of fact, if you back away from this fight with the attitude that we can't win because Joey B's in and we just have to ride it out for 2 years, I will be gone. People like me will be gone. You won't be able to hear from us anymore. We won't be. I mean, look what they've done on Twitter. 70,000 people have left Twitter, okay? And though I am concerned that we're going to get spread thin on some of these other platforms, just for you, we belong to Spreely and MAGABook and MeWe and a few, Gab, I think, yeah, Gab as well. So you can find us on those places if you really want information on the show, but stop supporting Twitter. And don't call me a coward like some of you have. It's just, I'm throwing the towel, I'm giving up. You do not have control of Facebook or Twitter. And obviously the Republicans that supposedly care about you, that you elected, don't care about you having a voice on either one of those things, or they would have fixed it for you. So stop being a fool and wasting your time on those platforms and move on to another one where we can actually get our voices heard. Kimberly Moran, am I off?
Not doing it.
Now, wait a minute. In all transparency, my personal family page is still on Facebook. Okay? Because, you know, Grandma doesn't know how to use anything else, so she can see pictures of the kids and stuff. But other than that, I am done posting, chasing them down, posting, stories and what have you on the show. It's not worth it. And Twitter, our newest one, got all the way down to, you ready for this? A big 169 followers.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's it. Done. I'm not doing this anymore.
Yeah, I lost like 4,000 with the big purge.
Yeah. Yep. And we did the same thing with a couple of others. So I just, over the weekend, bang, gone. And you know what I love? Don't you love that, I don't even know what you want to call it, the asinine little thing that they say to go, we're sorry to see you go. My butt, you're sorry to see me go. You're happy you didn't have to shut me down. Although maybe some of you whacks would have loved to have been able to shut me down. It would have been better for you, right?
Yeah, they would have. That would have been more fun.
And,
for sure.
And, you know, I love these people on CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DFG, these guys that will tell you it's really not happening, even though there's videos out there from those organizations, people who work in those organizations saying, yeah, they do it all the time. Right? But again,
this is what we have to deal with, Joe.
Don't keep telling me that. You're making me feel bad about the human condition. Isn't that what they call it?
I don't even know what to say about that, because I think it was just last year I finally watched the movie Idiocracy.
Why?
We're living it. I had to watch it because people talked about it all the time, but I didn't know what they meant. So I watched it for research purposes.
Yeah, but we sat around laughing at these dolts that didn't know what the fortress lie was. You know, for years we've been walking around going, oh, my God. And I used to do a segment called And They Vote. All right? And these were the people I used to make fun of. And they say, look, you're giggling now, but these people vote. And these morons won't be able to have a job in 20 years. And look who they're going to look to for money.
Yeah, I didn't laugh at that. I was horrified by that kind of stuff, because not just because they vote, but these are people living. They're supposed to be functioning members of society, and they don't even know how society works.
Not a clue.
They don't know how our government works, you know, which quote unquote rules us, which basically that's what it's coming down to. But, yeah, it's scary more than anything.
And they get, I heard a story about a senator, I think I told you this last week, a senator had been around for over 20 years, and he was not aware during the hearings, that the Senate hearings, that you could push the vote back to the states, and that what would happen is the Congress would vote on it, and every state would get one vote. He was 20-year senator, was under the impression that Congress got to vote on it as a whole, and since they had the majority, it would be a definite Biden win. I'm thinking, okay, he's got to go. And frankly, that is McConnell's fault too. I don't care how long they've been around. I would have drug them all in a room somewhere with a constitutional attorney laying the process out and how it really worked. Especially knowing that some of these people are moronic or have an IQ at single digits, don't you think?
Well, that's one of the problems, especially the people in the Senate are no different. You know what I mean? The Senate and the House, there's too many that are complete morons, and we know that. I still don't understand how people get elected, but if you understand how people in society are, then you understand why morons get elected.
Well, look at Kimberly, we've put these people in a position. I've said this a million times. Other people in the show know it. We've put people in a position that they're so dependent on the government, that check that they're holding in their hand, the check that they get every month, they're so dependent on that, that if we turn around and take that away from them, or they know that if they vote a certain way, that check goes away. That health care goes away.
Right, because they're told they can't survive without the government. But we know for a fact that when Clinton put reforms in because of the Republican Congress, it actually helped get people out of poverty and off of the system. The left doesn't want that, though. They want people dependent on the government. That's one of the reasons they have harmed, so many people during COVID. COVID was just their excuse.
Yeah.
Because they wanted people to be sucking off the taxpayer teeth.
Oh, you're,
that's what they want.
You're a gazillion percent right. No, seriously. When you look at what's going on around us and the little tidbits of information that are, I won't say pouring out, but that are leaking out. You know, the Democrats truly, if you look at what they're setting up, they're truly setting up for a full Democrat rule. They're setting up for, or dictatorship. I wouldn't even say rule. I'd say dictatorship at this point. Because they're going to tell us what we can and can't do. They're going to tell us.
Correct.
I got to tell you something. I'm really going to freak you out in a minute here. we as a school board, decided to allow sports conditioning to happen. And yours truly fought for it pretty hard and just said, look, got to get the kids out there. They're already out there anyhow. Look at the local parks. They're out there anyway. So why not kind of put them in a controlled, and I know they love those words, in a controlled environment. And that way there you're able to watch over them and make sure we keep them safe. And they're with their buds, burning up some steam, right? The whole nine yards. And I loved it because one person, a Democrat, just said, look, I'm of the thinking now that we shouldn't be dictating to parents. We should be giving them options and let them decide.
It's like, what?
Wow. But I got to tell you that this one has never really shown ideological tendencies to begin with. But the mere fact that you're hearing a lot more people, even on the left, rank and file, saying, you know, you shouldn't be telling me what to do. You should give me the options. And I'm thinking, okay, but you hired that guy. You voted for him.
Yeah,
and I think that's why Newsom is—he's running scared right now. I know people around him, close to him, that are saying he is petrified that he is going to get removed from office because he wants to run for president. Based on Joe, I used to say there's no way he could ever win, but Joey B won.
We
could never win, but you know what I mean.
but like you said, who's gonna replace him?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly. You cannot come into California with a mindset. You can't govern California if you're with the mindset that there's, you're gonna make abortion illegal, you're going to kill same-sex marriage, you're going to, all these things, the transgender sports got to go. That will never get you elected. And I still haven't figured out why, because the majority of the state, if you think about it, being black and Hispanic and what have you, Hispanics have the same basic values as the rank and file Republicans, right? Traditional marriage, kids, family, want to work on their own. As much as people like to make fun of them, a very proud group when they work. I grew up in that kind of environment. They were Italians. They didn't want help from the government.
Right.
Right.
Right. No, they. Yeah, exactly. And they're very usually conservative in their beliefs. On top of it.
Yeah. So.
But. Do you really think Californians are going to go through with it?
Yeah, I do. You know, we've done it before. They recalled Gray Davis years ago, but then they put that, Schwarzenegger in? The guy that liked to screw with his maid? That guy. Anyway, fit right in with the culture.
Yeah, that's true. GreenAcross.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter, because I'm not leaving yet.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Dr. B joins me the next hour. We're going to analyze the meat. We'll be back in a bit.
Oh, good Lord.